This is Akashvani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Saira Mujtaba. First, from the Lok Sabha. Writer is Asim Kamal of PTI. In the Lok Sabha, the government today introduced three bills for the removal of Prime Minister, Chief Ministers and Ministers arrested on serious criminal charges for 30 days, drawing fierce protests from the opposition. The draft laws were referred to a joint committee of Parliament. The bills are the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025. Amid repeated disruptions, Union Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the bills as a resolution was passed by a voice vote to refer the measures to a joint committee of Parliament comprising 21 members from Lok Sabha and 10 from the Rajya Sabha. The committee has been mandated to submit its report to the House by the last day of the first week of the next session. The next session, winter session of the Parliament, is likely to be convened in the third week of November. As soon as the bills were tabled, the opposition members began protesting and trooped into the well, raising slogans. Some even tore copies of the bills in front of the Home Minister. Opposition MPs, including AIMIM's Asaduddin Oyasi and Congress's Manish Tiwari and K.C. Venugopal, spoke against the introduction, terming the proposed legislation against the Constitution and federalism, while Mr. Shah rejected criticism that the bills were brought in haste. The Home Minister also said that the bills will be sent to the Joint Committee of Parliament, where members of both the Houses, including those from the opposition, would get an opportunity to give their suggestions. Mr. Shah said people cannot be so shameless that they continue to occupy constitutional positions while facing serious charges. Amid continuous noisy protest, the House was adjourned till 5 p.m. as Speaker Om Birla repeatedly asked the opposition members to take their seats and maintain the dignity of the House. Earlier in the day, as the protests escalated, there was a brief jostling between the opposition and ruling party MPs, with BJP members, including Union Ministers Ravneet Singh Bittu and Kiran Rijiju, stepping in to shield Amit Shah. Three House Marshals formed a protective ring around Shah. Even after the House was adjourned, the opposition members persisted with loud sloganeering. The bills have proposed that if the Prime Minister, Union Ministers or Chief Ministers are arrested and detained in custody for 30 consecutive days for offences that attract a jail term of at least 5 years, they will lose their post on the 31st day. Opposing the bills at the introduction stage, Asaduddin Oyasi of AIMIM said, "The Constitution is being amended to destabilize governments." Manish Tiwari of Congress echoed similar views, saying, "An individual is innocent till proven guilty." He said this bill is against the jurisprudence of criminal justice and distorts parliamentary democracy. He said the bills open the door for political misuse and throw all constitutional safeguards to the winds. RSP MP N.K. Premachandran alleged that the bills are being introduced in undue haste. He said these bills are not being introduced as per the procedures of the House. Premachandran asked what is the undue haste in bringing such important bills that have not even been circulated to the members. According to the bill, there is no provision under the Government of Union Territories Act 1963, 20 of 1963, for the removal of the Chief Minister or a minister arrested and detained in custody on account of serious criminal charges. Hence, there is a need to amend Section 45 of the Government of Union Territories Act 1963 to provide a legal framework for the removal of a chief minister or a minister in such cases. The Lok Sabha today also passed a legislation to ban online games played with money to check rising instances of addiction, money laundering and financial fraud through such applications. The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 also seeks to prohibit advertisement related to online money games, as well as bars, banks and financial institutions from facilitating or transferring funds for any of such games. The bill was passed by a voice vote after brief remarks by Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav amid protests in the House by opposition members. Online money game is played by a user by depositing money in expectation of winning monetary and other enrichment. The bill outlaws all online betting and gambling activities, from online fantasy sports to online gambling like poker, rummy, and other card games, and online lotteries. Once the legislation is passed by both the Houses of Parliament, offering or facilitating online money gaming will be punishable by imprisonment of up to 3 years and or fine of up to 1 crore rupees. According to the bill, advertising of money games can attract imprisonment up to 2 years and or fine up to 50 lakh rupees. Facilitating financial transactions related to money games can lead to imprisonment up to 3 years and or fine up to 1 crore rupees. Repeated offences will attract enhanced penalties, including 3 to 5 years of imprisonment and fines up to 2 crore rupees. Importantly, offences under key sections are sought to be made cognizable and non-bailable. The bill also recommends a regulator for e-sports, educational platforms, and social games. It seeks to completely ban offering, operating, or facilitating online money games, irrespective of whether based on skill, chance, or both. All advertising and promotion of money games across all forms of media will be banned, and so will be financial transactions linked to online money games. Banks and payment systems will be barred from processing such payments. The objectives of the legislation are to promote and regulate the online gaming sector, including e-sports, educational games, and social gaming, as also to provide for the appointment of an authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development, and regulatory oversight of the sector. It prohibits the offering, operation, facilitation, advertisement, promotion, and participation in online money games through any computer resource, mobile device, or the internet, particularly where such activities operate across state borders or from foreign jurisdictions. It is aimed at protecting individuals, especially the youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse social, economic, psychological, and privacy-related impacts of such games. The bill seeks to ensure the responsible use of digital technologies, maintain public order, and protect public health, and safeguard the integrity of financial systems and the security and sovereignty of the state. The government believes that harms of addiction, financial losses, and even extreme consequences such as suicides associated with online money gaming can be prevented by prohibition of such activities. For online social games, the Ministry of Electronics and IT, MeitY, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, MIB, will extend support to online games that foster educational and cultural values, skill development, and social engagement. Earlier, Union Minister of Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, introduced the bill in the Lok Sabha amid sloganeering by MPs belonging to opposition parties in protest against alleged irregularities in electoral roll revision in Bihar. The House was adjourned for the day after the passage of the bill. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Rajesh Ahuja of UNI. Proceedings of the Rajya Sabha continue to witness uproar today, with the opposition protesting the vote theft allegations and the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. The protest by the opposition forced disruption of the zero hour and the question hour, leading to 2 adjournments of the House in the pre-lunch session, the first till 12 noon and later till 2 p.m. In the post-lunch session, the House took up discussion on the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025. The bill that seeks to amend the Indian Institutes of Management Act 2017 was moved for consideration of the House by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. Proceedings of the House began with the laying of papers. After the laying of papers, Deputy Chairman Harivansh said that he has received 18 notices under Rule 267 on various issues. He said that he is not admitting the notices as they are not in accordance with the rules. Amid protests and sloganeering from the opposition, the chair called for the zero hour. However, nothing could be heard in the din. With the opposition continuing with the sloganeering, the deputy chairman adjourned the House till 12 noon. When the House resumed at 12 noon, the vice chairman, Ghanshyam Tiwari, called for the question hour. Meanwhile, Pramod Tiwari of the Congress stood up to raise the issue of vote theft allegations. However, he was disallowed by the chair. Soon after, members of the opposition entered the well of the house and began raising slogans against vote theft and revision of voter list in Bihar. With nothing being heard in the din, the chair adjourned the house till 2 p.m. When the house reassembled at 2 p.m., Vice Chairman Bhuvneshwar Kalita called on Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan to move the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025. Even as the minister began speaking on the bill, the opposition continued to raise slogans on vote theft and special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. They demanded that the leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, be allowed to speak. Leader of the opposition tried to raise the Bihar SIR and vote theft issues. However, the chair said that nothing except that pertaining to the bill will go on record. Soon after, the opposition walked out of the house in protest. Speaking on the bill, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said that the bill provides for establishing an IIM in Guwahati, Assam. The establishment of the Indian Institute of Management in Assam is in line with the policy of the central government to ensure development of the northeastern part of the country. He assured the members that the institute, which will be the 22nd IIM in the country, would be functional this year itself. Geeta, alias Chandra Prabha of the BJP, welcomed the bill, saying that it is a legislation in the right direction. M. Thambidurai of the AIADMK and Praful Patel of the NCP said that the bill is another step to improve higher education in the country. Naresh Bansal of BJP said that establishing an Indian Institute of Management in Assam is in line with the reform and perform policy of the NDA government. Ram Bhai Harji Bhai Mukharia of the BJP said that the establishment of an IIM in Assam will pave the way for further development of the state. Dr. K. Lakshman of the same party said that the establishment of IIM in Guwahati is part of the vision of the Narendra Modi government. Ramji of the BSP said that the people of the Northeast should be given 50% reservation in IIM Guwahati. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said, due to the priorities of the Modi government, 9 new IIMs have been set up in the country in the last 11 years. In contrast, only 13 IIMs were set up in over 50 years from 1961 to 2014. He said that the number of students in the IIMs established till 2014. In contrast, the number of students in the IIMs established since 2014 is 9,800. This shows the commitment of the Narendra Modi government towards the people of the country, he said. He said that through an enactment in 2017, the IIMs were made institutes of national importance. The minister said that the endeavour of the Modi government is to make the youth of the northeastern states and other parts of the country Atmanirbhar through establishment of world-class institutions. He said that during the rule of the UPA government from 2004 to 2014, the then Prime Minister, Manmohan Singh, represented Assam in the Rajya Sabha. However, during his tenure, Assam was the most neglected. The minister said that the Prime Ministership of Mr. Modi witnessed large-scale development of the northeastern states. Under the Prime Ministership of Mr. Narendra Modi, 10 new airports have been set up in the northeast, the minister said. He said that there had been a long-standing demand of the people of Assam to establish institutes of national importance in the state, a demand that was only met during the Prime Ministership of Mr. Narendra Modi. The minister said that before 2014, India had only a handful of startups. In contrast, today, the number of startups in the country has reached 1,50,000, he said. After the minister's reply, the bill was passed by the House by a voice vote. With the passage of the bill in the Rajya Sabha, it has received the approval of the Parliament. The Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025 seeks to amend the Indian Institutes of Management Act 2017. The Act declares Indian Institutes of Management IIMs as institutions of national importance and regulates their functioning. After the passage of the bill, Vice Chairman Bhuvneshwar Kalita took up special mentions. After special mentions, the House was adjourned for the day. That's all in Parliament Review.